Okay, all right. I know we're a couple of days late, right? But here's the thing. Been working, man. I've been traveling. I'm going places. Boston, you know, Philadelphia. Been in a lot of different places handling business. Trying to bring more content to the people. That's I'm working for you all. I work for you all. That's how it goes. We got to talk about Liverpool 2, Manchester City 2, in what everyone is, you know, and I wanted to take a couple of days and really, really think about it critically and ask myself, well, what are people saying about the game? People are saying it's the best game of the century. It's incredible. The Premier League is back. They're showing how amazing that they are and, you know, how exciting the game was. And at times it was all those things. This is a Liverpool chat, people. I don't necessarily care too much for City, the way that they came about, what their owners do to people. You know, I'm not a big fan of that. So I want to beat City for every reason. But I have to admit, you know, that being said, they are an incredible team. I mean, yes, they are kind of the Monstars, right? They're a team that it's like, well, you should be the best team if you have the most money. And you spend the most money all the time, or you did, you know, you spent a billion pound, 10 years. It's pretty, you know, you should be winning things, right? So I can't praise them too much. But as far as the football they play, the players that they have, you know, they're incredible. They're just an incredible team. And I mean, I got to admit, Pep, I wasn't his biggest fan, you know, and he can get on my nerves at times. I think sometimes he's too, he just does a little too much tinkering for my liking, and sometimes he's stubborn to his tactics to a fault, but almost all great managers can be that way. I know Jurgen Klopp can be that way. So I really just, you know, gained an admiration for what he's done. And, you know, he hasn't won the Champions League. And if he doesn't this year, then, you know, that's going to be a permanent stain on his record, I think, at this point. But great, great, great game. So let's get into it. We'll just talk about the game generally, and we'll see how we want to do it like that, because it's a lot to get into. Liverpool start the game, of course, is at the Etihad. This is like their everything game. So the atmosphere it's fairly decent for a stadium known for not having that. I talk like Anfield is always rocking. It's not, but we do it the best when it matters the most. And I think that everyone in world football knows about Anfield for that reason, even the people that want to detract. Anyways, we're at the Emirates and we start off, and for the first time, it seemed as though we were letting the occasion get to us. The midfield was non-existent. It was so strange. Fabinho, who was one of my favorite players, sixth role, you know, if you know, you know. This gentleman, every now and then, Fabinho will give you a weird game where he's second to every ball. He just doesn't do his defensive duties like you know he's capable of. Like he does, I'll say, 80% of the time. You know, and I understand that midfield had one special operator in it, Kevin De Bruyne. This guy's like a Navy SEAL. He's not very fast, but he's very quick. And the reason you can't get close to him in midfield is because he can shape the pass into anything, sort of like Trent can do. He can put it around you. He can dink chip it over top of you. He can play it maybe inside of you, like a through ball that your defender will run onto. You know, kind of like the second goal with Sadio Mane. Excellent assist by Mo Salah, by the way. So Fabinho's having, you know, just a really tough time. Thiago's in there. Henderson's in there. And that midfield, I'll be honest, that midfield probably gives me the most, well, theoretically and in practice in the past, that midfield has given us the most solidity. That midfield has allowed us to, you know, operate fairly, you know, our high line, we're fairly on the front foot almost all the time. Virgil van Dijk is almost at the halfway line all the time with Liverpool's famously high, high line. So we're almost always able to do that. But all of a sudden, we can't string two passes together, and Kevin De Bruyne is dancing at our goal, literally just looks at Fabinho and steps to the side. Joel Matip, who is always a patient, very measured, smart, calm defender, at times he gets the VVD disease and he's a bit too lax on closing people down, he opts to block the shot, which makes sense 9 times out of 10. But you know how you're playing FIFA, and FIFA will reward you for a well-struck shot. For example, if you time the shot up very well, you might get a deflection, right? Just like in real life. You might not score, but you might get a rebound, you know, or it might hit the post and come back because it's that close. And essentially, Kevin De Bruyne, every single shot he makes, like almost every single pass he makes, virtually all of them are right technique, going to the right position, and can benefit off of any type of deflection. And that's what we saw here. Joel Matip hits his leg. It's wrong foots Allison, and it's 1-0 City, 4 minutes, 54 seconds. Very, very loud Etihad, as you could imagine. Their fans are going crazy because that's the perfect start. A goal under 5 minutes, you know, by your captain and best player. I mean, you can't really script a scenario better than that. Liverpool then attempt to play themselves into the first half, and it's really more of the same. Luckily for us, you know, we have a great bit of play between Trent, Hendo, Thiago. Jota arrives, you know, he arrives. He has the second most goals this season, other than Mo Salah, if you factor non-penalty goals. I believe that's his 17th Premier League goal of the season. And Diogo Jota is an interesting one because apparently there's a split on him. And I'm just like, I don't think that there's any question on Diogo Jota, even though Diogo Jota is very much a miss one, make one, as we saw this game, as he kind of outside of the boot attempted a very weird chance. He should have finished it in a different way. Later in the game, he scores, and Liverpool have parity. And that's extremely important because that stadium was getting louder and louder, and we were playing worse and worse. Excuse me, I have to sip some tea. Don't be jealous. Okay. No, but seriously, green tea, a little bit of lemon, some honey, get the antioxidants in every morning. It's good stuff. So anyways, we continue to try and play that first half. There's multiple other times where they either score and it's offside, they hit the post. I mean, we're getting shelled, to be honest. We are not taking any great account of ourselves. And Manchester City would be disappointed to not be up maybe even 3-1. Yeah, easily 3-1. They could have been 3-1 up, and they had more chances than that. I'm just being conservative. 3-4-1 up. We equalize. They end up scoring again later that half, 2-1 at halftime. We're not necessarily in the best shape, as you could imagine. They are very much feeling like they're beating us and they should be winning by more. Maybe about 5 minutes into the half, Trent placed a ball to Mo Salah, and Mo Salah, given his credit, this was an incredible assist. I mean, an amazing through ball to Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane reminded me of that, you know, 17, 18 Sadio Mane, you know, at 18, 19 Sadio Mane, one-touch finish, bang, 2-2, and we needed that. Sadio Mane is able to get inside Kyle Walker's hip pocket, and you know, Kyle Walker, with all the pace in the world, figures he could recover, but, you know, Sadio Mane, you know, just really grateful. That's 16 goals in all competitions and a couple assists, so he's doing his part. You know, if he leaves with 20 goals this season, despite obviously not being as explosive as he once was, one of my all-time favorite Liverpool players. Big up yourself, Sadio Mane. Anyways, the rest of the game, that second half, we start to figure out, like, okay, we can play against these guys. And not only can we play against them, we can do some things. We're able to get our passes together. We're able to pressurize them. Like I said, Jota had a golden opportunity that he didn't take. There were many, many little signs that kind of gave you hope. Like, okay, maybe we can do something here. You know, maybe we're able to make a decent account of ourselves, which I felt we did. You know, I felt we did. But the truth is, City has chances in that second half as well. We were better, but City was also dangerous as well. So the game ends 2-2. City has a chance right at the end. Riyad Mahrez sees what he believes is Alisson coming off his line, tries to chip him. That would have been a dagger. That would have been an absolute dagger had that gone in. But Virgil does a good job of fronting him up and kind of making him cross over and readjust himself. So the game ends 2-2. Admiration, you know, all around, really. We don't like City. They don't like us, but we all hate Man United, let's be honest. And City's also not, they're not like a real club in a lot of people's eyes. So it's not a deep hatred because they just don't have the same, you know, I really dislike Man United, everything about the club, you know. And it does, I don't feel that way about City. Do I dislike them? Absolutely. Do I dislike them a lot? Yes. But they don't occupy that space in anybody's mind, really, because they've only been relevant for about 13, 14 years. And that's just the truth. You know, it's not me being shady. Anyways, 2-2, the game ends. Huge high five between Pep and Klopp. And there's always pictures of Pep talking to Trent. They're laughing. You know, Pep stopped by Virgil's interview and they kind of chop it up, which was cool, a little weird, a little strange, I'll be honest. I think it's cool that Pep recognizes how great our players are, but you never know with Pep. He's always kind of, you know, is that part of some like mind game, some like elaborate, like who knows. But great game of football. I thought that we had a chance to take it to City, but City looked very motivated, as you could imagine, at home. I mean, that first half, we were lucky to escape with the lashings that we did get. You know, now we have to turn our attention to Champions League, finishing up Benfica, take a 3-1 and first leg tie win back to Anfield. I think we're going to see more Luis Diaz. He's in line for a start, which is good. You know, there was a lot of people saying maybe he should have started this game, but I feel like, nah, you know, Jota is also in line for a start. You have to rotate the squad, so, and he scored. Can't be mad at that. We got an assist, a goal, and an assist from the front three, so they did what they had to do. Maybe not the perfect result because City's fixtures are easier. They have a bunch of easier games coming, but in the end of the day, Brighton, they can, you know, they just beat Arsenal, so anything can happen in the league, and I think Arsenal's going back to regular powered Arsenal. They had me fooled. They always do this, man. I always want Arsenal to be... I do like to laugh at them, I'll be honest. But, like I said, Arsenal deserves to be a decent club, and they just can't manage it at the time for a consistent period. So we'll see. And also, hopefully, Chelsea takes an L, which I think they will, to Real Madrid in the Champions League. It's incredible that Chelsea has gotten this far playing how they play. The football is not inspiring, unfortunately. I have a bunch of Chelsea mates, and they won't admit it, but they spent £300 million on a bunch of players that don't fit, and the football is not inspiring at all. So I think they're going out to Real Madrid today, and you know, it'll be an interesting day of Champions League football. But right around 13 minutes with that, I'm gonna have to love you and leave you. Be good to yourselves, be good to one another. I wanted to touch on the game and give my thoughts on what I think we need to do to continue. Obviously, getting into the Champions League next stage would be ideal. Allowing players to rest would be ideal. We also have the FA Cup City coming on the weekend. So it's more football. It's more top-level silverware contending football. And that's what this club is built for. And that's what we do. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. I'm out.